Meiji, Hago growled, and old Kahalo. Kahalo, who had bound his life to Drogo's on the day of his birth. Kahalo, who had always been kind to her. Kahalo spat full in her face. "You will die, Meiji," Kotho promised, "but the other must die first." He drew his arrack and made for the tent. "No," she shouted, "you mustn't." She caught him by the shoulder, but Kotho shoved her aside. Danny fell to her knees, crossing her arms over her belly to protect the child within. "Stop him," she commanded her cars. "Kill him." Rakharo and Quaro stood beside the tent flap. Quaro took a step forward, reaching for the handle of his whip. But Kotho spun, graceful as a dancer, the curved arrack rising. It caught Quaro low under the arm, the bright, sharp steel biting up through leather and skin, through muscle and rib bone. Blood fountained as the young rider reeled backward, gasping. Kotho wrenched the blade free. "Horse Lord," Sir Jorah Mormont called, "try me." His long sword slid from its scabbard. Kotho whirled, cursing. The arrack moved so fast that Quarrow's blood flew from it in a fine spray like rain in a hot wind.